producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again. Into the Sons of Liberty, hour two, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Islamic gangs plundering German churches, schools, and raping women, children, German media attempts cover up. Well, that's the same thing that's happening here, and you can rest assured it's happening on a global scale because we understand that the state controlled media is bought and paid for by six corporations worldwide. Yes, crazy stuff. Let's get to another point here. European countries are exploiting the migrant crisis to import huge numbers of people who will eventually vote for more big government. Oh, wait a second. In Europe, in Germany, across the sea. No, America, they're doing this in California right now. Right now. They're baiting illegals to come into America to plunder America so they can rule the roost. Hello. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Does it sound like God that would do something like that? Absolutely not. It's up to the people to change that course if they simply obey the Lord. But listen carefully. European countries are exploiting the migrant crisis to import huge numbers of people who will eventually vote for more big government. To create what? European bureaucracy. This is happening in America. The claim is that Europe needs huge numbers of immigrants for cheap labor is a complete myth. Look at Sweden. 58% of the welfare payments go to immigrants. Folks, who's baiting these people? Who's paying for it? You are. Who's giving it to them? The criminal in the White House. But folks, again, rather than blaming Barack, take responsibility. Because America, you're tolerating the likes of the Barack Hussein Obamas. Either you're going to govern yourself and be ruled by God, you're either going to be ruled by the Bible, or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. Guess what's next? Well, he's calling for what? The United Nations. Wait a second, he's calling for the United Nations to come in and deal with domestic terrorists. Wait a second, I thought our terrorists were the Islamic jihadists. Well, we found out from the DHS it's not the Islamic jihadists. It never has been about the Islamic jihadists, friends. It's always been about you because you're the great obstacle to freedom. You're the stumbling block to those that want to destroy you and your country. In Sweden, 58% of welfare payments go to the immigrants. Who pays for that? The Swedish people do. The Czech Republic, which did not open its borders to mass immigration and maintained a stable population for 100 years, is the fastest growing economy in Europe. So why aren't European countries incentivizing their own populations to have children, not lowering the drawbridge to any army of welfare scroungers and potential jihadists? Going to the fifth point, the migrant crisis would not exist in the first place if NATO powers, who is NATO, friends? How was NATO created out of World War II? Who's funding them? Your tax dollars are? NATO powers had an armed and funded jihadist to topple secular government in the middle of the East and North Africa instead of spending money on bombs and guns to fuel civil wars, less investment in infrastructure and help raise the living standards of these poor countries. But instead of pointing this out, the media is now using the migrant crisis as an excuse to push for further military interventions. Folks, as I've always said, once again, who's creating the crisis? They are. What are they pushing for? More military intervention. So what are they doing? They're toppling. They're using useful idiots to topple nations, to give them power. The refugee problem, which we don't have, have major Western media outlets insisted on excluding all of these factors from their coverage of the migrant crisis. My previous two folks, what is the point? It's all created. It's all created. And what is it used for? To plunder your country. You can see this through the organizations like CARE. You can see your politicians that are bought and paid for. See, these dummies, they don't realize they're on the same boat, neither do they. Nope, they don't. And what's even worse is you see 320 million people stand back and allow them to do it. Islamic gangs plundered German churches. I thought they were the victims. It reminds me of the atheists in America. I thought they were the victims. No, they're not the victims. They're the assailants. They're the ones that want to remove the Christian crosses above the heads of our fallen, that sacrifice themselves to give these confessed atheists a right to live in a free nation. What do? They spit on their graves. They desecrate them. They trample them. And the American people let them do it. And by the way, there is no such thing as an atheist in hell. I just wanted to set that record straight. Islamic gangs plundering German churches, schools, and raping women. Now, you know, it's also interesting going to the homosexual agenda. I've warned the homosexuals over and over and over and over again that they're being used. In the state of Minnesota here, we have a guy named Keith Ellison who likes to attack me on a national level, but he won't get on my radio show with me, and I don't blame him much. I really don't. He's a useful idiot to the core. But it's interesting that, you know, after he won his seat in his district in Minnesota here, to our shame. Interestingly enough, Allah Akbar was shouted in the halls of the Capitol in the state of Minnesota. What's interesting, he also sits as the chairperson for the LGBT communities in Minnesota. I thought they were calling for the execution of the homosexuals. The homosexuals are doing the same thing as these people are doing, and what are they doing? They're attacking the churches, they're invading the schools, and what's the end result? Destruction of a society. And folks, what's interesting is our foreign enemies don't have to come in here and try to kill us off. The American people are already allowing doctors to do that concerning the babies in the womb because the government said so. Because the government said so. What else? America, I got a question for you. What else are you going to allow corruption in your governments to sanction? Because the last two stages of a civilization are what? Homosexuality and the aborting of the innocent in the womb. You are letting the foxes spoil the vine. You are letting a tyrant that everybody laughs at, you are allowing him to make you the joke of the day every week, every month, every year that he remains there. Article 2, Section 4 is your answer because God commanded it. And if you refuse to deal with it, that's fine. Things are not going to get better. They're only going to get worse. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I'm going to highlight who are the terrorists. We know that recently the DOJ, along with the SPLC, who used to defend the KKK against those poor, innocent individuals down south concerning their crimes. The SPLC used to actually defend the KKK concerning their crimes against black folks down south. The DOJ, a black lady named Loretta Lynch, is now going to team up with the SPLC, whose end aim is to destroy those organizations, said Mark Potok from the SPLC, that basically disagree with them. Okay, and I'm not asking for their permission in any sense of the word. I want everybody to understand that. But they're teaming up with the likes of Loretta Lynch, who I told you, America, there is no difference between her and the former Attorney General. Zero. And now we're beginning to see her come out as to who she really is. And they're going to, together, they're going to zero in on domestic terrorists, and guess who those are? Well, we already know who those are. Americans. Constitutionalists, Christians, pro-lifers, pro-marriagers, folks, anybody that disagrees with them. But, folks, we don't take our counsel from fears. No, the only fear that we have here is the fear of God, which is filial. Okay, and as long as we do that which is pleasing to Him, we're good. We're good to go. Tell the righteous it'll be well with them. And I want you to be encouraged, because at the end of the show, I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to give you the answer as to the dilemma that we're in today. But let me highlight what Scripture tells us again as to where America is at. I'll tell you what, folks. This is heavy on me. My thoughts, this is heavy on my thoughts. Almost every radio show I do, it always comes up in heart and mind. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, therefore thou shalt serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger, in thirst, and in nakedness, and a lack of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon your neck until he has destroyed you. That is the Lord talking to a disobedient people. Then he said in verse 49, chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And he shall, listen, verse 52, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates, a slow takeover, until thy high and fenced walls come down wherein thou trustest throughout all the land, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. See, this is the great wonder to foreign countries, why the American people have tolerated this administration more than a week. You want to know who your enemy is, friends? It's the one that you tolerate. And the reason you tolerate him is because it's in you to tolerate it. He who is not preaching out against sin is guilty of sin. And it doesn't mean just what you do with your mouth. It means to stand up against and to right the wrongs. And the Lord said in verse 58, chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, if thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God. Then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, and the plagues of thy seed even great plagues. He goes on and on and on and on. Then he tells us in verse 63, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, that's where we're at today, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked up from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. Is that what's going on today? Yes, it is. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. Is that how you want to live, America? You know, the bottom line, folks, is you're in a fight, like it or not. Ignore it, and your liberties will go away, and that's exactly what's happening, because the American people are ignoring it. Not folks, not everybody's doing that. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about the squeaky wheel here, because we need to get rid of the little leaven in the lump. Okay? We need to get rid of those little foxes that spoil the vine. Folks, if you're not set on winning this war, that's a fatal error. It's a fatal error concerning your children. And you are going to go down. Your legacy is going to be that you're nothing but a coward, a bunch of cowards, and careless individuals. You'll be cursed by your children. Because I want to tell you something, friends. You better bet your bottom dollar you are being laughed at, and nobody likes playing anybody's fool. As much as people would like to look back at Adolf Hitler when he had less than 3% of the approval of the population, they laughed at Adolf Hitler. But when he got into power, look what he did. He plundered everything, even his own people. Well, that was the first thing he did. The first thing he did was got rid of his political opposition. That's exactly what this administration is attempting to do now. That's why they're silencing whistleblowers, those that are coming out and exposing their crimes concerning this administration. And that's why they're actually zeroing in on, they're calling you terrorists now, to those that stand up against their crimes. But folks, it's the same thing. Everybody laughs at Adolf Hitler. How could Germany allow that? Look at him. What a joke. How could they allow that man to plunder their country? America, how can you allow this guy who's been exposed over and over and over again to plunder your country? Ah, wow. I mean, folks, when I was at the RNC sometime back a couple years ago, remember when Romney, the great fraud himself, who was actually the author of Obamacare in Massachusetts. As an anti-gunner and a pro-homosexual. He actually supported NAMBLA, Romney did. But again, the American people were deluded with the information that they were getting. You were being lied to. You were being defrauded as to who he was and what he was about. Same thing with Paul Ryan. But wasn't it interesting, folks, that everybody was there just absolutely sure that they were going to win the day. Everybody was there just thinking, man, we have this in the bag. And Barack Hussein Obama was on a tour concerning the colleges. By the way, that's completely backfired on Barack. He does not have that support neither. He does not have the support of the blacks and the Hispanic. He does have the support of foreigners coming over into this country, no question about it. But that's all on your dime. That's how he's alluring them. You do understand that. But folks, the whole time I was there, I remember running into some people. I remember seeing Debbie Wasserman there. She's a new level of evil, by the way. But you should have seen the actions that these people would take when they got in front of the public there, in front of the people. They literally thought they were rock stars. They had these little entourages. They would move a step, then all of a sudden their little entourage would move a step. I seen Mitch McConnell there, too. You know, the guy that was busted some time back, actually running cocaine on his family's boat. Remember, he was busted, but you didn't hear that through the state-controlled narrative. Do a Google search on Mitch McConnell and 90 pounds of cocaine. It'll pop up all over the place. But again, the state-controlled narrative was that you find out not about it. But he was a great anti-drugger, remember? He was the one that's going to put his foot down on drugs. Well, he's actually trafficking cocaine. But I seen him there, too. Folks, you don't have to have a whole lot of discernment to understand there's something wrong. And by the way, all the good guys, I actually spent some time with talking to Alan West for a while and others. But you know what's interesting is they seem to be, I think these people feel that they're in a football game and they're supposed to show, you know, proper sportsmanship to one another. We're supposed to be good to each other and we need to be good sportsmen. No, folks, this is the survival of your country. And it's interesting, the best that you have, they treated your enemy like they were on the other team, but everything was okay concerning the country. Which tells me it's a part. They're a part of the problem. Who else did I see there? I actually spent some time with Mike Huckabee, great guy, just a couple minutes, and then South Dakota reporter. Everybody knows who he was. I talked to him for a couple minutes. He acted like a little boy. And then I talked to some CNN reporters. And then I remember I had the Huffington Post reporter come up to me and say, "Are you Bradley Dean?" And he tweeted that Bradley Dean's here. I said, that was a bad thing that Bradley Dean was there. No, they don't want people waking these other people up. They don't want you to wake other people up. That's what they're afraid of. Folks, and my objective here is to wake up the dead church. America, wake up. God is who He says He is. That's my message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That is the message Christ commanded His church to take. Like it or not. So, folks, when I come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight who are the terrorists. I'm going to show you how it transpired. And then I'm going to give you the answer at the end of the show here, the radio show, okay? 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Tom Brokaw, that was one of the guys that I spent some time with just for a minute, and I seen him walk by me at the RNC a couple of years ago in Tampa. By the way, folks, he acted like a little kid. I was really surprised by that. He acted like a little immature kid. It was almost like, okay. I took a picture with him so I could, actually really what it comes down to is I said, just do me a favor. Don't tell anybody that you know me personally, Tom. Go ahead and show your family. But I knew he was from South Dakota, and interestingly enough, when I was talking to him, like I said, folks, it was just like, okay, is this the guy that I see on TV years back, man, when he used to be somewhat of a decent reporter, and then all of a sudden he kind of got a little weird in the 90s, and so I was like, okay, I haven't watched TV, folks, in how long? Why? Because I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I know what it's about. I understand how the media is brainwashing people, folks. And that was one of the other guys. And then there was another guy I was just thinking about, and I lost my train of thought, and his name just doesn't come. And He was actually a pretty cool guy. I'm saying this all for the purpose, folks, that all these people are in it together in the sense of, you know, they can act like their opposition is their opposition. But, folks, there's no animosity between the two of them. And matter of fact, maybe I'm leading up to a point here, and I hope I am. But it was interesting that I remember Sean Hannity. We had a PR person working in the ministry, and Sean Hannity was the friend of our PR person, and Sean knew of me, and they did a big, huge article on me in the New York Times, and Sean had actually conveyed to our PR person that Bradley Dean's bigger than life, and I, you know, of course I am, because I serve the God of all creation. And, of course, I'm also having a little fun here with you and understanding that, folks, we do serve the God of all creation. So when people say stuff like that, I always point the finger back to my daddy, because I want them to understand that I am a preacher first and foremost, and what they see is the Christ, nothing outside of that. But this is live radio, friends, and I'm actually scrolling up right now to try to get this guy's name because it's going to bother me if I don't get it. But you know what? I can save that for another time, and we can get back to the point here. And we'll do just that. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, folks, that's what's happening in this country. Remember how I was talking about during the first hour where there were those that were exposing government corruption and they would call it conspiracy theory? This was 50 years ago. And an older man told me this. He said, Bradley, you know, I remember when the government used to talk about, you know, conspiracy, the state-controlled media would come behind it, and then they would add the word theory to it. He said, now 50 years later, I found out that it was not theory. In fact, it's now a reality. That's what he said. That's exactly right. And folks, the point is I'm humored by the sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity that some people in this country accept concerning their representatives on the topic of global terror. It's all created. Global terror. It's all created. And folks, by the way, it's not just America that I'm now addressing. I speak to 53 countries 6 days a week. I'm addressing the peoples, the governments, and the incumbent representatives on a global scale. Because when we see these officials act out after a supposed terror attack occurs, what do? They seem to conglomerate on cue globally and all align themselves to condemn the acts, yet not the actors. And in the end, they end up, these officials do, your representatives do, like the government did after September 11th. In the end, what do? They ask you, the people, to give up your blood-bought rights, your God-given rights, while attempting to disarm them for the global good. Folks, is this not telling? And then what they do, additionally, they attempt to forge new powers against the very people they're supposed to represent. Is that weird? And isn't it interesting, friends, that no longer can anybody call what I'm talking about a theory? It's not a theory. People realize that we are in it now. People realize that the third world dictator wannabe is now in the White House. America sees that. Now, concerning the administration, the current one, again, terror is nothing more than a created battering ram, as I said earlier, to upend government sovereignty in order to implement new totalitarian government and establish a global government. I defined that during the first hour. When we go back, fact-checking here, friends, go to Secretary of State under George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice. This is what she said of Joseph Stalin. She said, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terrorism was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Wait a second. Condoleezza, come on, that's pretty radical. How come nobody called her a conspiracy theorist? Because it's not a conspiracy, it's a fact. This is history. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. She said, terrorism was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Who's trying to disarm you? Are the jihadists? Who's created how many, a plethora of bureaucracies since September 11th aimed at the American people? Has it been a foreign government? Yes, it is, on a global scale, of course. But who's it been coming from? These requests to disarm the American people have been coming from your representatives. Who's the terrorist? God said, I'll appoint a terror over a people that refuse my commandments, my judgments, my statutes, to keep them and do them. I will appoint terror to who? A disobedient people. Your sin is before God. Adolf Hitler used the same methodology as well as the same philosophy in so many ways. Hitler was responsible, listen carefully, for attacking his own Reichstag to start a war. Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. After September 11th, the American people went after who? Just parallel, friends. Just parallel them. Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to create a world war. He perpetuated a war against the enemies that he himself created. His propagandists had the Germans believing that they were under attack. All the while, Hitler was the one doing the attacking. Hitler was also responsible for sending his own brown shirts to incite the people to chaos. Folks, how many times has this administration been busted with sending in provocateurs to incite domestic insurrection? Over and over and over and over again. You know what Hitler would do after he'd send his brown shirts in to incite the people to chaos? He would play the role of problem solver. He'd come and drop down the hammer. 80 million Germans refused to believe Hitler was guilty of these crimes until how many innocent people were slaughtered by Adolf Hitler? Oh, and by the way, keep in mind, his killers, he didn't pull the trigger. His killers were those that were just doing their job. His killers were just those that were doing their job, said they, during the trials, May 1945. And it's interesting that during those trials in 1945, Nuremberg trials, it was interesting, the first thing the prosecutor said is the laws of God and the laws of man have been violated here. That's what I'm trying to bring you back to. Just doing my job, folks. The laws of God and the laws of man have been violated. Wasn't it one of our presidents named President Buchanan that said there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution? Boy, did he put him in order. You better bet your bottom dollar he did, because he knew his founding documents to make such a statement as that. The laws of God and the laws of man have been violated. That's right. Talking about the Nuremberg trials in May of 1945. Again, keep in mind, Hitler was the one responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war. He perpetuated war against the enemies that he created. And his propagandist, Mr. Joseph Goebbels, had the Germans believing they were under attack. All the while, Hitler was the one doing the attacking. Also keep in mind, if the people took the time to pull back the curtain on Adolf Hitler, they would have found nothing. They would have found nothing propping him up but the lies that he was perpetuating. Again, James Madison, I brought this up during the first hour, is the father, known as the father of America's Constitution, knew how dictators attempted to overthrow their subjects when he warned that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Your sin is finding you out, America. So there's nothing new under the sun. And again, friends, this is history repeating itself. We have a new devil dictator wannabe who thinks he has a new way of establishing an old plan because they want to overthrow heaven. That doesn't work. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. Will fall on his own back, friends. And just keep in mind, history repeats itself. And folks, the plan, the New World Order, is a plan that has failed again and again, Isaiah 14. Why? It's because truth crushed to the earth will rise again and again. The seed of the righteous is forever, and we're not going anywhere, church. Psalm 37, verse 28. Because our Heavenly Father will not be dethroned, no matter how wise man thinks that he really isn't. Romans 1:21, they professed themselves to be wise, and they became fools they are, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933, coming back for the last segment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Interestingly enough, I said I was going to give you the answer, and I'm going to do that. I'm still looking for this reporter's name, and I was going to bring up a point between Sean Hannity. Oh, that's what it was. Thank you, Lord. The reason I was talking about Sean Hannity is because I was saying two things in the same sentence there, and I go off on these little bunny trails. But the point was, is Sean Hannity actually was on the radio, and I remember he was interviewing somebody. Now, Sean Hannity seems like a really cool guy, but he seems a little disconnected as to the severity as to what's going on in this country, okay, just for the record. But what was interesting about Sean Hannity is I remember one time he was talking about what was going on with this administration, and he said, hey, nothing personal. And I said, whoa, wait a second, what do you mean nothing personal? The crimes that he's committing, are they against we the people? What do you mean nothing personal? It's totally personal. And see, folks, that was my point concerning the politicians and the reporters at the RNC. They were acting like it wasn't really that severe as to what was going on in their country, although their country is being destroyed. Our country is being destroyed. That includes those people. They, for some reason, think that it's not all that bad. Oh, folks, it's all that bad. But we still have the freedom to do the right thing, right? Oh, yeah, we do. Oh, by the way, Ari Fleshman. That's his name. Ari Fleshman. I believe he is a contributor for the CNN. He was a pretty cool guy. But, folks, what was interesting is I was tracking all these guys. I was getting gospel tracts in all these guys' hands with the use of the law, which America has forgotten. You know, just yesterday we were out at a church in the state of Minnesota, and when we were doing this event, there was a modern day professed church. It was False Grace, and they had the fruits of the Spirit up on the wall. And my kids looked over at it, and I said, "Isn't it interesting? They have love, joy, peace, so on and so forth." I said, "But you don't see the proper whole counsel of God here, do you guys?" And my son Sam said, "No, where's law and judgment?" That's right. It's the law that's the schoolmaster to drive men unto Christ that we can understand the fruits of the Spirit. But without the law, how is it that they love to talk about the fruits of the Spirit, which their carnal mind adheres to? It's not the fruits of the Spirit. It's the fruits of the flesh, folks, because the Bible tells us against such there is no law. So therefore, what brought you to the fruits of the Spirit? Christ did. Which is in all righteousness, goodness, and truth. Ephesians 4 and 5. But folks, if you forget, it's like this. It's like, how do you understand the New Testament if you haven't read the first part, the Old Testament? Because when you go to Matthew 1, what does it do? It goes down to the genealogy concerning all the Old Testament patriarchs. Well, who are those guys? Who's Abraham, Isaac, Jacob? Who's Adam? Who's Eve? Who's, you know, who's Methuselah? Who's Noah? Who's Ham, Japheth? And who are those guys? Folks, you have to know the first part to understand the second part. But in saying that, we were at a church where it was modern gospel. And folks, see, that's what I'm doing, is I'm bringing up the whole counsel of God, because I know that there's a lot of professors today in America that would have you believe that this isn't God. Well, then who is it? Well, when our forefathers said either you're going to be ruled by the Bible or the bayonet, either you're going to be ruled by God or by either God or the tyrant. Well, there is no in-between, because we can see in Revelation 3 that Jesus said, either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Oh, and by the way, this is what I want you to hear. He goes on and says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Wait, so he preaches law to grace, Galatians 3:24, because he loves. That's exactly right. God gave his law because he loves. In America, you have forgotten God's law, and therefore, because you've forgotten his law, read Hosea 4, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you've forgotten his law, you've forgotten judgment. And guess what? The Supreme Court attacked that in the 60s, and the professed church in America allowed them to commit an oligarchy to agree with less than 3% of the population and ignoring the 97%. And again, keep in mind, we're ruled by law in this country, not opinion. We are a constitutional republic, not a democracy. Article 4, Section 4, the Constitution of the United States of America. Here's the good part. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Folks, do you realize how ungrateful we are as a people? I mean, when we go into a grocery store, do you not see the provision that God has blessed America with? I mean, it's astounding to me. And you know, I tell my wife, just over the last couple weeks, I feel very ungrateful for all that he's bestowed upon me. We lack gratitude in this country. We take for granted what God has bestowed upon us. And I'm not just talking about feeding our bellies and giving us wives and sons and daughters and houses and a free land. I'm not talking about just that. We fail to thank God for his sacrifice that he bestowed upon us through Jesus Christ, who forgave us our sins upon repenting for our sins before a just and a holy God. See, our sin is before God, and when we understand his law, Exodus 20, That drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. We put our faith in Jesus Christ and we go on as we follow Christ. We don't follow other Christians. We follow the Christ. John 14:6. Okay? Now, here's the good part, because there was so much to cover concerning this global terror. Folks, I mean, I'm going back and forth, but I just want you to know I could have went on for another hour. I could give you more quotes and more quotes from people inside of the government, like General Douglas MacArthur, when he said of the United States back in 1957, he said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor, what happened right after September 11th, with the cry of grave national emergency, that's the plea of every tyrant, friends, emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind the government. Who is responsible for it? Who is making gain off of terrorism, friends? Government is. Just ask Barack Hussein Obama. Is it a real threat? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar. But we were warned by Eisenhower back in the 60s concerning the military-industrial complex, who's making billions of dollars, just like the bankers, off of creating wars. I mean, America, if you want to really get to the root of the issue, deal with those people. Deal with the CFR. Deal with those that you complain about. It's not enough for you to complain about. It's enough for you to deal with them lawfully. I want to make sure that before I stand on judgment day before my Father, it's appointed unto all men once to die and after this the judgment, that I am free from the blood of men's hands, because you are finding out what I've been preaching for years now. And again, like I said, I don't see a whole lot of people making fun of it anymore, because now they realize that the Bible was true. It always has been true. They're beginning to understand that Napoleon Bonaparte, when he said that the Bible is no mere book, it's a power that opposes all. Or I'm sorry, it conquers all. Conquers all that would oppose it. It conquers all that would oppose it. Here's your answer, friends. If the people shall confess their lawless deeds before me, and the iniquity of their fathers, with their trespasses, which they have trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me. I'm reading Leviticus 26, after all the judgments have been pronounced, verse 40. Now verse 41, and that I have also walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if their uncircumcised heart be humbled, and they then accepted the punishment of their lawless deeds before me, their iniquity, look up the Greek word, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham. Will I remember, and I will remember the land. The land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths, while she lieth desolate without them. And they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity the 55 million babies that have been murdered on the watch of the American people since 1973. Because they despise my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes, the American people at this point have now allowed their government to sell baby parts. Murdered babies selling baby parts, and they've watched their representatives stand down when they should have stood up. Because it's mob money. It's blood money. But that's going to fall to the American people that tolerate the crime. And yet, for all of that, when they're repentant and when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. But I will, for their sakes, remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes, the will of the Lord, and judgments and laws which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. Now keep in mind, it tells us in the book of Deuteronomy and in the book of Acts that the Lord would raise up a prophet like unto him, Moses speaking. Who was that? Well, that was Jesus Christ. I want people to understand that he has not changed. I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Malachi 3:16. And he tells us in Hebrews 13 that I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. So folks, he is who he says he is, and we need to meet him on his terms while we still have time to do that. And if you don't, be prepared to meet your God. Love you, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.